जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। I didn't really want to speak because you are all here in Vraj, in this mood, and I'm in Delhi in a completely different mood. I didn't want to impose my mood upon you. If it was Aishwarya. But since I'm an obedient servant of Burijan Prabhu and Sachinandan Maharaj, I will try to speak a few words. Actually, when I was listening to Sachinandan Maharaj's talk, I started thinking about one definition which Sridhar Swami gave to the term Shakti. We are here in this place which belongs to Srimati Radharani, who is the principal Shakti of Lord Krishna. And Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi, and everyone else are her direct expansions. So Sridhar Swami, in his commentaries to Srimad Bhagavatam, he gives a very brilliant definition of what Shakti is. He says, we usually quite mechanically translate this word Shakti as energy. And it is energy in one sense, but Sridhar Swami's definition is much more revealing and much more deep than we used to understand. He says the energy is something which brings about the essence into the surface. Like, sometimes it's very difficult to understand somebody or something, because the essence, the sar of a particular tattoo, of a particular thing, is hidden. It's inside. But Shakti is something which brings it to the surface, which really reveals it and shows it to the open eyes of onlookers. Basically, this is the definition of Shakti. We know that Shakti is the female counterpart of the male parts, so to speak. If you take any essence or any tattva, then the essence or tattva itself has the male nature. But whatever reveals it, whatever shows it to the external world, is called Shakti. Like, even in the material world, we can see how it manifests. If we take husband and wife, so the wife is supposed to be Shakti of the man. Men, usually, they are quite reserved. When they dress, especially if he's a rich man, you can never say whether he's rich or not. But when you see his wife, you immediately can understand whether he's rich or not. So she reveals his opulence. You know, you cannot really recognize it within him, but you can very openly see it in her. So that's how it works. And basically that is the essence of Shakti. Shakti takes something which is hidden and reveals it to everyone. So, and this is, in fact, is the greatest glory of Srimati Radharani, because she is the one, and of course her associates, who help us to understand Krishna. Without their help, there is no possibility of understanding Krishna. Krishna is hidden. Krishna is the most mysterious person. Lord Brahma, Dhanurdhar Maharaj just mentioned this Brahma Vimohana Leela. Lord Brahma was completely bewildered. And he is the Adi Guru of our Sampradaya. He is the Acharya of our Sampradaya. And he couldn't understand Krishna. Because Krishna, he looks very ordinary. You know, in his prayers to Lord Krishna, after Brahma Vimohana Leela, in the first verse, in the very first verse, Brahma admits this. He says, you look so ordinary. You know, all the decorations which you have ordinary, everything is ordinary. Everything is so plain. You know, he says, you are Pashupanga Jaya. You are born from the cowherd tribe. And usually, you know, cowherd people are very ordinary. You know, they're nothing special. You don't really see who they are. And here is the Supreme Lord, hidden in this form as a cowherd boy. And Lord Brahma, he admits this. He says, I cannot understand you. In this very first, and the whole prayers, the whole mood of this prayers is on this, to reveal to Krishna complete bewilderment. I cannot understand you. But in this very first verse of his prayers, he gives a hint. He says, you are in this body, in this black body, which means you are hidden, which means that you are a very mysterious person. But Tadidambaraya, he says, your clothes is like Tadid. You yourself are like a cloud, and your clothes is like a lightning. Tadid means lightning. And, you know, when we have a dark night and a dark cloud on the dark night, then we cannot really see or understand this cloud. But when the lightning is there, we can see it all of a sudden. So, in this first verse of his prayers, Lord Brahma says that, I cannot understand you, but Taditambaraya, Tadit, and that's another name of Srimati Radharani. Tadit means lightning. And Tadit means the one who reveals the essence of Krishna, one who brings about the essence of Krishna for everyone to understand. So, when we see and when we look and when we meditate on the character of Srimati Radharani, we can really understand who Krishna is. Srimati Radharani is his merciful counterpart. She is the manifestation of mercy. She is Karunamayi. And it means actually that this is the very essence of Krishna himself. Like in this pastime which Sachinandana Maharaj told, this is being revealed. There is another story which happened here in Varsana. Because here in Varsana, Srimati Radharani is especially merciful. Once there was one man from Delhi. It happened not so long ago. And this man from Delhi, his wife abandoned him. His wife just gave him up and ran away somewhere. And the man was completely mad. Mad of the separation with the wife. And he came to this holy place. And he started crying. And for the whole night he was crying and calling her name. But her name was, the name of his wife was Kishori. And the man was here in Varshan and he was crying, Kishori, 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 Kishori. And Srimati Radharani, she's here. And she heard him crying, Kishori, Kishori. And she said, bring this man here. And Lalita said, you know, this is a madman. This is a puggle. You know, he's mad because of separation with his wife. He's calling his wife Kishori. She said, doesn't matter. He's calling my name. Kishori is my name. So bring him here. So, and there are so many other little leelas like this Shiva Kyari near Radhakund, where the little she jackal was tortured by the village boys. And when Srimati Radharani saw this she jackal, she said, bring her here. The essence of the nature of Srimati Radharani is this mercy. And this is through this mercy we can understand Krishna. We can understand his nature and we can understand how she is revealing his innermost nature. And actually, Srimati Radharani, in all these pastimes, manifesting her mercy is bringing the fallen souls to herself and ultimately to Krishna. You know, when she says, bring this madman to me, you know, she's being overly merciful. When she says, bring this jackal to me, she is being so merciful. And we are like this jackal. Actually, I heard the explanation of this pastime with Shiva Kyari, that Srimati Radharani, when this jackal was tortured, she sent Lalita Devi. And she said, please save this jackal. So, basically, Srimati Radharani, she knows the pain of our heart. She knows that everyone is suffering because of the separation with Krishna. And then she sends some of her associates, who takes the shape of Guru, to bring us closer to Krishna, to save us from these tortures. This little sea jackal, she was burning because the village boys, they put on fire on her hole, and she was burning inside. So Lalita Devi was sent to bring this sea jackal to Srimati Radharani, and this is the function of Srimati Radharani and her representatives. Her representatives are acting in this way to bring the fallen souls towards Krishna, to pacify the sufferings of the fallen souls. And this is basically the essence of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, he came as a full manifestation of this mercy. He came to reveal this. Actually, I recently read an interesting pastime of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. That was before he started Gaudiya Math, before this whole mission, which we are as a continuation of, started. In the beginning, he was very secluded person. He didn't really want to go out. He didn't want to go to preach. He didn't want to take this trouble of preaching, of, you know, interacting with all these fallen souls. And he came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur once, and he said, "I don't want it. I want to sit in one place. I want to do bhajan. I want to sit in the holy dham somewhere and chant my Harinam and meditate on Krishna." And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said to him, "This is impersonalism. This is Mayavad." He said, "How is that Mayavad? How is that Mayavad to sit in a holy place and to chant the holy name of Krishna? How is that Mayavad to think about Krishna?" He said, "It's Mayavad because this is the manifestation of your indifference towards the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You go and preach. You go and take all these fallen souls. You go and give them this precious gift of Krishna Bhakti. And if you are indifferent to his order, it means you are impersonalist inside. If you are only concerned about yourself, it means that there is some tinge of impersonalism. And it means you are not doing what you are supposed to do. It means that you are not doing what you are supposed to do, being a servant, taking the troubles. But it means that you are, in a way, in a subtle way, selfish in your approach to spiritual life." And this is, in fact, this is the our parampara line. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as the manifestation of Srimati Radharani and her mercy. And Srila Prabhupada came as their direct representative. And he brought us here, but it's our duty, in turn, to take this and to bring the whole world here, to try to give this precious gift of Krishna Bhakti to everyone, and in this way to manifest our real mood of service. So, thank you very much.
Haribo! Well spoken, well spoken. Sadhu, 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 sadhu.